Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is GGG Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world, and I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can listen to the radio show. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 75 degrees. The sun is out, the sky is blue, and we have a slight wind advisory blowing through the valley right now. But other than that, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. We don't anticipate any rain for a couple of weeks, and everything is beautiful in the city of Las Vegas. It's the entertainment capital of the world. So welcome to Las Vegas. And when you come, make sure you bring a coat or a long sleeve shirt so that you can be warm later on in the day, because as the day gets longer, as the days get shorter, the weather will get cooler. So, welcome to Las Vegas. All right, let's talk NBA basketball. DJ Papa D. All right, let's talk NBA basketball. Let's go see what's going on. DJ Papa D, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing okay. How about yourself?
All right. Oh, I'm doing fine. Looking good, sounding great. I'm all right today. Yes, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. How's the weather in Oakland doing?
Right now in Oakland, let's see, I think it's a little chilly. It's about 55, 56 degrees, but the sun's out, so it's nice.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. It's about the same here in Las Vegas. It's just maybe a little bit warmer, but we anticipate having wind advisories and so forth and so on. So let's get to the basketball. What's going on in the Western Conference in the NBA? Let's talk about the Northwest Division with Utah running the show.
In the Northwest, the Utah Jazz are on top with 44 wins, followed by Denver with 38, Portland has 32, Oklahoma City has 20 wins, and the Minnesota Timberwolves have 16 wins.
Well, it looks like Utah's running away with it. Portland and Denver are falling behind, but it looks like, well, it looks like they're going to be the top three teams in the playoffs so far, as from what we can tell from the standings. Okay, let's go to the Pacific Division. What's going on with the Los Angeles Lakers and the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Clippers?
The Suns and the Clippers are tied for first with 42 wins. 42 wins. Followed by the Lakers, who have 35 wins. So that's a seven-win difference there. The Golden State Warriors have a 29 wins. And bringing up the rear, Sacramento Kings with 24 wins. So once again, in the Pacific Division, the Phoenix Suns and the L.A. Clippers are tied for first with 42 wins, followed by the L.A. Lakers with 35 wins. Golden State has 29, and Sacramento Kings have 24 wins.
Wow. It looks like that division is boiling down to who's going to win the pennant in that division. Wow. Look out, Lakers. Well, the Lakers are still missing two of their star players, so I guess they'll be back by the time the season starts, by the time the playoffs start. They'll have LeBron James and A. Green will be back to play. So maybe the Lakers will be ready to play in the playoffs. So we'll wait and see what's happening with the Lakers and the Pacific Division. But it looks like the Clippers can represent for L.A. So how about that one? All right. Well, let's see what's going on in the Southwest Division. What's going on with San Antonio and the Dallas Mavericks?
In the Southwest, the Dallas Mavericks are on top with 31 wins, followed by Memphis with 29 wins. San Antonio has 28 wins. New Orleans has 25 wins. And the Houston Rockets are bringing up the rear with 15 wins.
It sounds like Houston has just stopped playing basketball. They're not even in the competition anymore. So, I'm sorry about that. See you later, Houston. Next year, better luck next year. But, hey, the Pelicans look like they're playing ball. They're trying to get in the winning section for the Southwest Division. All right. So, watch out, Southwest. Here come the Pelicans from Louisiana. All right. Well, let's go to the Eastern Conference then. And let's see what's going on with the Central Division with the Bucks. What's the name of the Bucks? The Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah. What's going on with them? Are they still leading their division? I'm sure they are.
The Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 35 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 27 wins. Chicago Bulls have 24 wins. Cleveland Cavaliers, 21. And the Detroit Pistons have 18 wins.
Oh, the Detroit looks like they're going to miss the playoffs. And it looks like the Cleveland Cavaliers will miss the playoffs, too. They won't be in the top 10. So, sorry, guys. It looks like it's going to be the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Knicks. And did you say the Boston Celtics Are they in that division too?
I haven't talked about the Atlantic division yet, but no, the Celtics are not in the Central division.
Oh, okay. Wow. So we were just talking about the teams in the Central division, the Milwaukee
right.
Bucks and the Indiana Pacers, and then you were talking about the Chicago Bulls and
Cavaliers?
The Cleveland Cavaliers, and who else was in the division? What's the last team in the division?
Bringing up the rear, it's the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, the Detroit Pistons. Yeah, so Cleveland and Detroit won't make the playoffs this year. All right, let's go to the Atlantic Division now. We're talking about the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. What else is going on in that division?
The 76ers and the Nets are tied for first with 39 wins, followed by the New York Knicks with 33 wins, Boston Celtics at 31 wins, and the Toronto Raptors at 25 wins.
Okay. So the Knicks and the Boston Celtics are in that division. So Chicago must have been in the Central division then. The Chicago Bulls are in the Central division with the Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks then. Okay, so that's where they're coming up close to the top. And, all right, so we got the Atlantic division now. They got the top four teams is the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers, the New York Knicks, and the Boston Celtics. And that will round out that division. Everybody else in that division won't make the playoffs at all. Okay, so let's go to the Southeastern Division, and let's talk about the Miami Heat or the Atlanta Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks are on top with 32 wins, followed by the Miami Heat with 31 wins. The Charlotte Hornets have 28 wins. The Washington Wizards have 25 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Orlando Magic with 18 wins.
Oh, okay. That's where Orlando is. They're in the Southeast Division, and they're falling fast to the bottom of the division. So they won't make the playoffs, people. They will be out of the competition when they start going to the playoffs. All right. So that's the NBA for the 2021 season so far. So let's talk about the NHL hockey. What's going on with the National Hockey League?
Well, there's quite a bit going on. We can start off in the Central Division. The Carolina Hurricanes are on top, along with the Florida Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. All three teams have 30 wins. After that, it's the Nashville Predators with 25 wins. The Dallas Stars have 19 wins. But, you know, it's interesting. The Chicago Blackhawks have 22 wins. The Detroit Red Wings has 16 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Columbus Blue Jackets with 15 wins.
Now, you said the Chicago Blackhawks had 22 wins. Did they just get a couple of wins and they moved up in the division? You sounded like you were surprised that they had 22 wins.
Well, I'm not surprised that they have 22 wins, but in the Central Division, they're number six behind the Dallas Stars, who have 19 wins. So that's why that threw me for a bit. Even though they have more wins than Dallas, they're still behind them in the standings. Probably because the Blackhawks have 20 losses and the Dallas Stars only have 14 losses. So that's what threw me a bit.
So how many games have the Dallas Stars played? What's the total game?
Dallas has played 33 games, and the Blackhawks have played 42 games.
Wow. Why is that so different, I wonder? That's like 9 games different from 32 to 43? From
33 to 42. Yeah, that's
9 games. 9 games
different.
Wow. Because of the pandemic, they didn't play a couple of games. But 9 games? Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, we got to keep an eye on that division and see what's going on with it for later on observation. Okay, so what's going on in the Eastern Conference, the Eastern Division?
In the East Division, the Washington Capitals, the New York Islanders, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are all tied for first with 29 wins, followed by the Boston Bruins, who have 26 wins. The New York Rangers have 23 wins. Philadelphia Flyers are next with 20 wins, followed by the New Jersey Devils, who have 14 wins, and bringing up the rear, as always, the Buffalo Sabres with 12 wins.
Okay. How many games have the Sabres played to be in the bottom with 22 wins? How many games have they played?
Yeah, the Sabres are in last place in the East with 12 wins, and they have 39 games total.
Wow.
Under their belt.
They got more games than a couple of the other teams all together. 39 games? That's interesting. Okay. Well, maybe they may not make the playoffs because they may not have enough games to qualify for the playoffs. But okay, well, let's go to the, the Northern Division. That's the one that we haven't talked about yet, the Northern Division.
Well, there's two left. There's the West and the North.
Oh, okay. Well, do the North, and then we're going to finish with the Las Vegas Golden Knights in the West. So do the North.
Okay. In the North Division, the Toronto Maple Leafs are on top with 28 wins, followed by the Winnipeg Jets and the Edmonton Oilers, who both have 27 wins. The Montreal Canadiens are behind them with 20 wins, followed by the Calgary Flames, who have 19 wins. The Vancouver Canucks have 18 wins, and the Ottawa Senators bring up the rear with 16 wins.
And how many games total has the Ottawa played?
The Senators have 42 games under their belt. However, you know, I can tell you the total games for some of the other teams in the North. The Canucks have 36 games. The Canadiens, Montreal Canadiens, have 35 games under their belt. Everyone else appears to be in the over 40 games.
Yeah. So maybe they have a limited amount of games because of the virus. Maybe that's the problem. Okay. So let's go to the Western Division and see what's happening with the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights are on top with 33 wins, followed by the Colorado Avalanche with 30 wins. The Minnesota Wild has 29 wins. The Arizona Coyotes have 20 wins. St. Louis Blues, 19. The San Jose Sharks have 18 wins. LA Kings have 17 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Anaheim Ducks with 14 wins.
How many games has the Anaheim Ducks played? They have 14 wins, but how many total games?
They have 40 games under their belt.
Oh, so most of the teams in the Western Division have 40 games at least, right? Anybody short in the Western Division?
Well, the Golden Knights have, the Golden Knights have 44 games. The Colorado Avalanche has 39. The Minnesota Wild has 42. The Coyotes have 42. The St. Louis Blues have 37 games. The San Jose Sharks have 41. And the Kings have, looks like, 37.
Okay. Well, I guess they're pretty, they're basically in the same game range in that division. Nobody's like 10 or 12 games off of the leader. So I guess they're pretty constant. So that division hasn't had many, many non-played games because of the virus. So it looks like they're all in competition. So that's good. It looks like the Western Division, most of them will make the playoffs if they go according to the total, the win record, because most of them have more wins than everybody else in the other three divisions. So we'll have Western Division will be represented in the playoffs for sure. All right. Well, that's the NHL Sports Report for 2021 for April 22nd. And that's G-Money Sports Report. Okay, DJ Papa D. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. It wasn't my baby. But yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here. I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night,
You know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So put in your order, and you'll get it with the G with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm the entertainer of the year, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story. But before I do, I have a short story to tell you. There were three women that were running from the police. One was a blonde, one was a redhead, and one was a brunette. And they ran into the warehouse, and they looked around, and they saw these gunny sacks. And the blonde got into a sack, and a redhead got into another sack, and a brunette got into the third sack. And when the police came into the warehouse, they looked around, and all they saw was the sack. And so they went and they kicked one sack where the redhead was, and she started barking like a dog. Whoop, 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 whoop. And they said, oh, it's a dog in that sack. So they left it alone. And they went to this other sack, and they kicked that sack. And it was a redhead in that sack. And she said, meow, meow. And they said, oh, it's a cat in that sack. So they left that one alone. And then they went to the third sack where the blonde-haired lady was, and they kicked that one. And she said, potatoes, potatoes, potatoes. So she got caught. I like that. All right. Yeah. Okay, DJ Property, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today. And we'll be back with a musical tune. from my music album.
So they took me in to central receiving, and they locked me in a cell with about 10 guys. We were in a holding cell, and that's where they keep you until they decide what they're going to do with you. And I knew I had to go to court, so I knew I was going to be in the holding cell for a minute, at least a day or so, because then I had to go to court. So I was in court. I mean, I was in the holding cell, and I knew I was going to be there a while. So I found me a nice little comfortable spot on the floor under a bench, because everybody was sitting on the benches. So I just laid on the floor and found a seat under the benches. And I kind of went to sleep, because I figured I'm going to be here a while. I might as well get comfortable, you know. I'm not going nowhere. So I'm trying to sleep, and I almost doze off. And then somebody kicks me in the butt. And I'm like, man, I look up, and this dude is like, hey, man, hey, crackhead. And I said, what'd you call me? He said, you're a crackhead, and you're farting all in the court, in the room, and we don't have no ventilation in here. I said, oh, well, I'm sorry about farting. I mean, I didn't do it intentionally, but, you know, I was sleeping. And sometimes you get relaxed and your body relaxes, so sometimes you pass gas. So I didn't mean to do it intentionally. Well, he decides that he's going to bother me about it. Is it time for a commercial?
No.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, man, what'd you kick me for? And he's saying, well, you're a crackhead. And I said, man, why you want to call me a crackhead? Because you're farting. And we don't have no ventilation in this cell room. So if you got to fart, you got to sit on the toilet and then flush the toilet. It's called giving a courtesy flush. And I'm like, yeah, man, but, you know, I'm trying to lay here and go to sleep. I don't plan to be farting. So I'm sorry. I apologize. And I rolled over and tried to go to sleep again. And just when I'm good and sleep, he kicks me again. And he said, hey, crackhead, I told you about farting in here. And I said, man, I'm sorry if I farted, but I ain't no crackhead. So what the fuck do you keep calling me a crackhead for? Yes, you're a crackhead. That's why you keep smoking, you keep farting. And I said, man, I'm not a crackhead, dude. I'm in jail for something altogether different. I didn't go to jail because I was smoking drugs or selling drugs. I'm in court because I missed my court date this morning. So that's why I'm in jail. And I said, but I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to be smelly. But, you know, sometimes when you eat the food around here, it makes you have gas. It makes you pass gas. So I'm sorry. So I laid down, and I tried to go back to sleep. And this man is bothering me. He comes up again and kicks me in the butt and says, man, did I tell you, crackhead, stop farting? And I'm like, dude, I told you I ain't a crackhead. And I'm sorry if I'm farting, but, you know, it's the food, man. And I'm laying down here trying to get comfortable so I can sleep. I don't mean to be farting. I apologize. And he said, well, you need to sit on the toilet and pass gas and then give us the courtesy flush. And I get up and I go over and I sit on the toilet and I fart in the toilet and I flush the toilet. And I'm like, okay, are you happy now? And then I go and lay back down on the end of the bench, under the bench on the floor. And he doesn't bother me anymore for a while. Now, I've been in jail for about 3 hours now, and I'm trying to get some rest. I'm trying to sleep because I know I ain't going nowhere for a day or so. So I'm trying to get some rest. And he comes and kicks me again. And I say, man, if you don't stop kicking me, man, we're going to have a problem in here. But see, I know that I don't want to start no fight in the jail because, you know, you get extra time for fighting in the jail cell. And I know I'm only going to be there a couple of days at most, you know. I'm not going to be there long term. So I'm like, man, look, I don't want to fight with you, but I ain't a crackhead, and stop kicking. He said, well, stop farting. I'm like, man, I already told you. I apologize for farting, but that's just the way my body is because of the food I ate. So I'm trying to relax, and when my body goes into relaxed mode, that's when I'm passing gas. So I'm sorry. I'm trying to hold it in, but, you know, that's just the situation. So he goes, all right, and he leaves me alone. And then he gets one of his buddies to come over there, and both of them are giving me shit about farting. And I say, look, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fart. I really don't am not trying to be stinky in this cell, because I understand you don't have no ventilation here, and I already did the courtesy flush, so I tried to get rid of all of the bad smelling gas that's in here, but I ain't the only one smelling gas that's gassy. Some other people might be farting too, so don't mess with me.
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Big bang track metal bang. Big bang track metal bang.
and I count it again, and I pull out $100, and I ball it up and throw it in the crowd, and people are just going crazy.
Big bang track metal bang, 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 big bang track metal bang.
And I would act like I was going to give them some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them. And then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang, track, metal bang. 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 Big bang, track, metal bang.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you doing today? Are you enjoying today's radio show? It's been a good show so far. I hope you've enjoyed the story and the jokes and the music. Everything has been outstanding. So now I want to talk to my fan club members. I want to give them an opportunity to win some money. But before I do, I have another joke or a story I want to tell them about three women that were getting ready to face a firing squad. One was a redhead, one was a brunette, and one was a blonde. So the redhead got before the firing squad first, and the captain of the firing squad walked up to her and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no, she didn't have any last words. So he said, all right, ready, aim. And she said, tornado, tornado. So everybody scattered to go get shelter so that they could protect themselves from the tornado. And the lady escaped. So then the captain went and got the next lady and lined her up in front of the firing squad. And she was a redhead. And he said, do you have any last words? And she said, nope, I don't have any last words. And he said, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody scattered to get safe from the hurricane. So she escaped and got away. So the blonde was the last one to be put in front of the firing squad. But she knew how to get away now, because she seen the other two women get away. So the captain asked her if she had any last words. And she says, no. And he goes, okay, ready, aim. And she hollers, fire, fire. Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, that was so funny. Yeah, blind women are just so smart. They just kill me. All right. Well, today is the day for a $50 opportunity for fan club members to win some money. So now, today, we're going to play a music clip from a song, and I want a caller to call in and tell us the name of this song. All right? You'll have 5 minutes to call in and tell us the name of the song, and I'll be looking for caller number 21. Now, remember, when you're calling in, you got to keep calling in till you're 21 or you get the right answer. Now, come on now. Call in until you get the right answer and until you're caller 21. So, you got 5 minutes to call the radio station and tell us the name of this song. So, DJ Papa D, play the music clip for my listening audience.
What's happening, man? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, what is going on?
That sounds like a real interesting song. I think it's a hip-hop song. It's from the 80s, I think. But I'm not really sure about the name of the song. I recognize the music, though. So you have 5 minutes, fans. So you can start calling DJ Papa D. Give them another sample of that song so they can really identify the name of the music.
Man, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, what is going on?
Okay, you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station and tell us the name of the song. But in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. It said, those were girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these groups of girls. And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no. We're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked. And I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was, like, checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might just stop. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section, where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
Man, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, what is going on?
My comedy album is gonna be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
What's happening, man? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, what is going on?
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, well, this is the time for me to talk to my fan club members. And we had a clip from a music that was playing, and we were expecting to get caller number 21 to call into the radio station to win the money. Well, we got a lot of callers, but we didn't get 21 people. At least we didn't get caller number 21 to call in and tell us the name of the song. So people, I'm going to tell you again, you got to keep calling until you get to 21. Or until you hear caller 21 has called in and has answered the question. So you got to keep calling. So anyway, we didn't get a 21 caller for today's cash prize. So I got to put the money up, and I'll have it for Monday's radio show at 3 o'clock. You'll have an opportunity to win $50 again on Monday. So, DJ Papa D played a song that they couldn't guess the name of, and then tell us what the name of the song is after the song goes off. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
What's happening, man? I mean, what's the deal? I mean, what is going on?
Yeah! All you freaks out! Time to rock a little more, man.
Yeah. That was a tough song. What was the name of that song, DJ Papa D?
That's a song by Fatback Band called Freak the Freak the Funk.
Freak the Freak the Funk. I like the instrumental on that. Did you, can you sample the instrumental of that song? Because that would go good with my, I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Yeah.
You know, as the song was playing, I was thinking, you know, this actually sounds like a G-Money song.
Yes, it does. That's right. And I was just grooving with it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Yeah. Yeah, so sample that one, because we could use that one for my song. I feel real comfortable singing with that music. That was really good. Okay, so it was called, it's by Fatback Band. And what was the name of the song?
The name of the song is Freak the Freak the Funk.
Freak the Freak the Funk. Well, I like the music on that song. You'll hear that song again, people, for real. For real, for real. I'm not talking about for play. For real, for real. That song is a hit all the way around the corner and out the park. Oh, my God. I like that a lot. All right. Well, we didn't get a caller to call in to claim the money. So we'll put the money in the bank until Monday, and we'll try it again on Monday's money contest show, where you have to identify the name of a movie that we'll be playing clips for on Monday. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, and I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow along with the activities that I'm talking about. All right, DJ Papa D. I don't know. Play another song. You can play that song again. I like that one. All right. So I'll be back with you on Monday. Have a good weekend. And make sure you wear your mask, you have social distancing, and you wash your hands at every opportunity so you don't take the virus home with you. All right. God bless you. God loves you. And I love you, too. Talk to you on Monday. Peace. And I'm out of here.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
He is so dumb. He thought that the Gettysburg Address was where Lincoln lived.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my underground lair.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
That was some real John Wayne shit, Staff Sergeant.
We got a Black Hawk down. We got a Black Hawk down.
I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept the faith.
I am Merida, firstborn descendant of Clan Dunbrock, and I'll be shooting for my own hand.
You tell your king.
William Wallace will not be ruled, nor will any Scot while I live.
Look what I have created! I have made fire! I have made fire!
You quit it?
What?
I'm trying to swim here. What, the ocean isn't big enough for you or something like that?
Huh?
You got a problem, buddy? Huh? Huh? Do you? Want a piece of me? Yeah. Ooh, I'm scared now.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
One big pile of shit.
If we can do this, Cupid is no longer an archer. His glory shall be ours. For we are the only love gods.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Run! Go! Get to the chopper!
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a show to run here, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop! So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay? Okay?
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
To protect the sheep, you gotta catch the wolf. And it takes a wolf to catch a wolf, you understand?
Shall we play a game?
Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG bigmouthradio@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.